This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. It could be illegal to sell gas-powered leaf blowers and lawnmowers in Metro Denver starting in 2025. CPR's Sam Brash reports.
The plan would help bring the Front Range into compliance with federal ozone standards. Along with banning sales, local governments couldn't use smaller gas-powered equipment during the summer starting in 2025. Lawn care companies would face similar restrictions in 2026. The Regional Air Quality Council, a planning agency for the Front Range, voted nearly unanimously for the proposal, but the state's top air regulator objected, saying it didn't account for the impact on small businesses. It now moves to a state board for a final vote later this year. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The Regional Air Quality Council is a financial supporter of CPR News. Historic preservation projects in southeastern Colorado are getting some $2.3 million in state funds. The Garcia School in Costilla County, Fox Theater in Walsenburg, and Boggsville Historic Site in Bent County are among them. History Colorado's Patrick Eidman says they look for historically significant sites when awarding grants.
We're also looking for projects that just have a strong public benefit, you know, wherein these buildings can really continue to serve their communities.
Eidman says the grants can help with everything from planning to execution. Funding comes from gaming revenues, and this round of grants totaled around $4.8 million statewide. History Colorado is an underwriter of KRCC. Police shot and killed a man in Summit County early Sunday morning. Denver 7 reports two officers responded to a call around 7 a.m. about an armed man wandering through a subdivision and banging on doors. Both officers shot at the man after they said he failed to put his gun down, according to the Summit County Police Sheriff's Office. Pueblo City Council has approved several measures meant to help the city's police department with ongoing staff retention issues. The Pueblo Chieftain reports each sworn staff member will receive a one-time $10,000 bonus and pay for officer uniforms and equipment. This is CPR News. Stay here for more Morning Edition.